All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, you and I are both children of the 80s and 90s, respectively.
Of course.
Basically. And as children of the 80s and 90s, we've seen a lot of department stores come and go.
Ooh, your Kmart's, your JCPenney's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gimbel's.
Your Gimbel's, yeah.
Your Gimbel's and everything. So I brought us here to the Museum of Dead Stores.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Where they have created a sequel version of several of these stores. Mm. So you get your, you have Re-Kmart,
mm-hmm.
you know, Re-Gimbel's.
Yeah. You have Swallin's too. You have Hills, colon Mountains. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. The Hills Mountain. Yeah. And the reason why I'm here is because I think, or that we're here, is because I used to buy a lot of video games from these old department stores, and I'm hoping that some of these sets might have a couple games in there that we can snorkle up like the shitty little truffle pigs we are.
Ooh, you got my number on that.
Yeah, we love to snuffle. yeah, so let's walk around. You know, we got, which we mentioned, you know, Gimbel's too, Hills. There's even stores here that haven't died yet but are going to die.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's really menacing.
I'm looking at you, Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Here's a Macy's.
Yeah.
Macy's is going away.
Yeah. The Macy's in my town went away.
Yeah.
Our mall. Oh, God. Our mall, Gary. Our mall.
Yeah. Yeah. We went and visited my dying mall that just got bought by some kind of, you know, development thing recently.
Mm-hmm.
And the Macy's was the first to go.
Yeah. No. Macy's is gone. My mall has 3 dead anchors and a JCPenney. Where the second floor, it just has like the men's section. All the home goods are gone, and it's been replaced with a couple of kiosks and some places where you can shoot up.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe a non-working photo booth for teens to get pregnant in.
Yep. Yeah. Well, ever since the Aladdin's Castle went away and they took away the Jurassic Park shooting game, you know.
I love that. I love that shit. I love it. I love being in a dead store to the point where fixtures start being on sale. Yeah. I understand people lose their jobs and stuff, but
right.
Is there anything more fun than being tempted by being able to buy a Barnes & Noble shelf?
Oh, my God. No, we had
it's a good feeling.
My stepdad's movie room at our old house, it was shelved entirely with old wire racks from from the Hollywood Video that closed down.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Anyway, randomization.
Oh yeah. Well, here we've come to the end of the tour. Here's the remade Venture. Here's ReVenture.
Ooh, wait, game computer.
I don't know if Venture is a regional chain or if other people know Venture.
I do not. I don't know Venture.
Venture when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Venture. Venture the store. One of the stores my dad ran up credit in my name.
Ooh.
As part of my whole thing, so I'll always have a special heart place in my heart for Venture.
Yeah, and all of the hell that caused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ReVenture, though.
ReVenture. Cool.
This is cute.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
Welcome to End of Suffering, the show made of my voice and another person's voice. We take turns making voice noise until it's over.
Mm, that describes a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm. That's audio, baby.
And this is an episode about ReVenture. This is a recent PC game. This is good. This is neat and cute. This was put in, it is a patron demand from David. So I feel real canny that I made this choice before things happened. David's first choice was DEFCON, Everybody Dies.
Oh,
the strategy game about averting nuclear war. And David said, I'll be honest, I just want to see how you improv your way into this one. And then ReVenture
wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, no, that was about DEFCON. For ReVenture said, I figured I'd provide an upper to contrast that DEFCON downer, provide smiles out loud and a couple of laughs for cheap, which is a pretty good description.
Yeah. this is really cute. It feels like this would have been mind-blowing in You Have to Cut the Rope times.
Yeah, concurrent with, you know, or preceding the Stanley Parable. I think that this would have been yes, just that this would have taken the world by storm.
As is, you know, a 2019 game, this is real cute.
Yes.
Like, it maxes out cute as a concept, and it's cute visually as well.
Yeah, it is so specifically designed to be streamed that there are stream hooks in this. Like, you can put in your Twitch credentials, and I think it, like, changes stuff, and it will bring bring in names from the chat and things like that. Because
which is a sweet idea.
Yeah. But this is like a, you know, a super chunky pixel side scrolling platformer adventure. You're trying to rescue a princess. But the idea being that there are 500 non-standard endings, you know?
Yeah, there are 100, and then there's 125.
Gotcha.
So 100 technical ones. And then you can get 125%, which makes you think there are actually 125.
There we go. Yeah. And by endings, you know, like, you can just do funny stuff. So you go to a cave to get your sword, and there's an old man who says, you know, it's dangerous to go alone. Ha ha. And if you decide to use the sword on him, you will kill him and your character gets thrown in prison. Yes. And there are fun little kind of like epilogues for your playthrough. And I forget if this is the epilogue for it or whatever, but in this one, it says, instead of saying it's dangerous to go alone, it says it's dangerous to be near Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim being your character's name.
After you do that, they remember what happened. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just, there's one of them where I died and I woke up from a dream.
when you dug straight down and fell, eventually starving. Yes. And turning into a skeleton.
Yeah, falling skeleton. Uh-huh. In a bottomless pit. Great idea.
Yeah.
If I had a portal gun, might be the kind of experiment I'd set up in my lab. You know?
Yeah. we would try to catch him and get the portal gun back, but he has exceeded terminal velocity.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even let him have the portal gun.
Oh.
I would just shoot a portal above and below my enemy.
Oh, I pictured this as an elaborate way to check out. So.
Oh, no. It isn't. Slowly starving to death isn't. I mean, they say it's like going to sleep, but I feel like I can come up with a less painful way to die.
I mean, it's bottomless. You're going to fall asleep eventually.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thirst pangs will keep you up.
Yeah,
and the terror.
True. Yeah. There's always the terror.
Man, falling asleep at terminal velocity is a crazy idea. And also, this sounds like a horrible name for like a memoir or a Bill Maher book from 1998 or something. Ugh. Like that.
Ugh.
But you go in, usually when you do something, it accounts for it. So like, you go to jail and the game, you didn't lose, the game just picks up after you're out of jail. You served your sentence, and that's, you know, the games remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got 5 or 6 endings of this.
Just about. Yeah.
Yeah. I could have kept going. You know, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And they're cute. Like, the falling skeleton one's cute. The jail one's cute.
Did you kill the king?
There's a boulder.
Oh, it did the boulder. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a boulder. If you hit it with your sword, you cut it. It's a lady boulder, and it talks about her family worrying whether she'll ever get better and stuff. And the guilt drives you away from adventuring.
if you kill the king, so you kill him, you ascend to the throne to become the new king. But your title ultimately ends up being King Tim the Brief, because your method of rising to the throne suddenly became very popular.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. I picked up you get the gear, so you get the shield and the sword, then you get a hook shot, and then I opened up a treasure chest to pick up a bomb.
That's a great ending.
And yeah. You're carrying so much that your legs explode. Yeah,
your legs burst into blood. Mm-hmm. Did you get the fishing pole?
No.
Ending? You can find a fishing pole in a treasure chest, and then whenever you leave the next screen, you just become addicted to fishing and spend several years doing that. It's just, you know, and you don't know that before you pick up the treasure chest.
No.
Or anything like that. So really cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, full of secrets and stuff. I could see playing more of it. But it doesn't have, again, this needs to have come out a little earlier to be like mind blowing more than cute, I think.
Yeah. Like put this in a release alongside Don't Shit Your Pants. And I think that it would have made the rounds on podcasts and stuff, you know, as it stands. Like I didn't hear about this until David, you know, put it into the little form there.
Yeah. Same. And it ends up being, there's not a whole lot of stuff online.
Yeah.
About it. There's just a Wikipedia and then just very little else. Like people have streamed it. Mm-hmm. You can find a number of like gamer heroes having streamed this on YouTube, but there's not a whole lot of like meta stuff to find online for it. So kind of difficult to talk about.
Kind of.
Which is why I brought something to the table for us.
Okay.
And I talked about this very briefly on Guppy. I'm not recycling content though. I think we're going to make a little bit more hay out of it.
Okay.
So I recently went on a trip for my girlfriend's birthday, and we went and stayed in like a cabin-y Airbnb kind of thing with a hot tub.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that. Yeah, I know about the hot tub.
Yeah. It was really great. While we were there, we were in this very bizarre Airbnb that had everything labeled, like in Flanders summer house.
Food goes in here.
And the only entertainment were like Tom Clancy novels, James Bond movies, and then disc two of Band of Brothers was in the thing. So it's a very specific dude.
Okay. Yeah. Real big divorced dad energy. Yeah.
Huge divorced dad energy. But so we ended up watching Netflix and we watched a show. Are you familiar with a television program called 72 Dangerous Animals?
I mean, based on the 72, no, I'm not, but I'm immediately intrigued.
There's a couple different series of it.
There's like Australia, Asia. Yeah.
Yes. And Latin America is the one we watched.
Okay.
Okay. And this is the spiritual successor to Max X. I've talked about Max X before. It was what I had instead of the internet in like 2003. It was a TV show that would come on and be like, you know, here are the, you know, the most dangerous, you know, spiders in Europe.
Yeah. Like, you know, like I remember watching a special that was like the deadliest animals in the world, you know, kind of similar to this. Yes. And like it, you know, usually those specials end up with something that feels like a cop out, like it's technically true, but they just wanted to, you know, to kind of throw you for a loop. And it's like the common house cat, you know, the mosquito, you know,
the mosquito does big numbers on all these things.
He does. Yes.
Max X was home of my all time favorite title for something that I, which I've talked about many times on the show, which is Earth, the world's most dangerous planet is the name of one of the episodes. I love that. I love that sentence so much.
It just, I laugh it makes every me really time happy. I hear it. It's so good. I thought for a second, I thought you were going to say the scorpion nature's all-star, but that was a random t-shirt, wasn't it?
That was a t-shirt.
Yeah, that
was from a t-shirt. So this is that. And the concept behind the show is they pit the animals against each other. But we don't know what that means. There's not, it's not like if they fight, and it's not which one has the highest body count.
Okay.
And it doesn't show like CGI versions of them fighting like that History Channel show where it's like, what if a Viking fought a cowboy?
Oh, right.
It doesn't do that. So we only watched one episode of it. We're looking at the titles, Jungle Jeopardy, Deadly Bite, Pack Hunters, you know, Best Left Alone, Stealth Hunters, Are They For Real? We chose episode three, The Freaks. Okay. Because of course we did.
Sensitive, you know? Yeah.
And in the episode, The Freaks, they're going through introducing, you know, it's a 45-minute show. They're introducing these different animals. And it's so funny because the narrator is trying to make this very scary. So one of my funniest thing, the one who got sixth place on the freaks out of the seven of this is the two-toed sloth.
Okay.
You know, that gentle creature that shows up on Facebook who's always cuddling.
Uh-huh.
And can't not smile. It was like the sloth named after one of the seven deadly sins. Is
God, I would kill to write for one of these shows.
Same. I he was having so much fun, and the people he interviewed were all gentle women who worked in a sloth sanctuary, and they were rehabilitating a sloth to put it back into nature. But the narration was, you know, its claws can slice a human bone. in twain, you know, and it just shows this sloth cuddling on this woman, slowly being introduced back to trees and stuff. Absolutely incredible. Just very, very funny. Also, the sloth was like the second one they showed. They showed the Humboldt squid, and those things are fucking scary.
Of course. Yeah.
And the sloth, and they just kept everything that came up were just like the sloth slides into sixth place when they would do these matchups and do this rankings on these things. It's fucking bizarre.
I don't understand like putting it into a tournament format. Like
I don't know what the verses meant in this.
Yeah.
Like, and the criteria is using really strange. So they talked about the golden lancehead viper. This thing's fascinating. They're found on an island called Snake Island.
Of course.
And Snake Island has more snakes per square meter than almost anywhere in the world, which makes sense. You know, obviously going to be a lot of snakes there. But only snakes live there. There are all these government signs. There used to be a lighthouse, but they got ran out by the snakes.
And they call it St. Patty's Revenge.
The snakes ran the humans off this fucking island. These snakes hunt birds.
Okay.
They're that kind of badass. Like birds land and these snakes eat them. And poachers go to this island to try to harvest the snakes, but like oftentimes don't come back.
Because of course.
TM snakes. So you think this snake is going to really clean up in the tournament, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Snake is way more deadly than this Humboldt squid and stuff. It only got third place because it's on a remote island and it's hard to get to.
What?
And I'm like, that's what all of these fucking things are.
I mean,
there are tons of these things that are, they're just, you can easily avoid. You're unlikely to run into one of these vipers. So
yeah.
You can't beat the Humboldt squid or the Brazilian wandering spider.
Yeah. Huh. So I guess like generally like... Okay, so it's only on this one island. That makes sense.
Yep.
But like, so are they making it so if you throw a dart at a map of South America or, you know, Latin America broadly, like, okay, just the probability of landing on that island, like, oh, there's tons of water. So yeah, of course the squid's going to get there.
Yeah, I have a lot of control over whether I'm going to get exposed to a Humboldt squid.
Maybe in my 20s, but I'm not just like blacking out and waking up in random places in Latin America. Those days are behind me.
No. Yeah, and certainly not in random bodies of water.
Yeah.
Latin America. They also talked about the warrior wasp, and the warrior wasp has a really painful sting that causes a boner. It causes priapism.
Oh, huh.
There's a wasp. There's a boner wasp.
Hey, don't kick
shame.
Can you
imagine?
Yeah. I mean, I am led to believe, you know, I've never had an out of control erection, and we laugh because, haha, boners. But I mean, priapism, like, shit can die. Like, that can cause gangrene. Like, it will literally, literally turn black and fall off. Like,
yes. Yeah, I know that real people suffer from.
Oh, I'm not trying to scold you about this. It's just like it's scary. Like you, like yeah, haha, yeah. Lol, it's funny. I don't know if I got stung, but make it go away, please.
It would be a curse.
Yeah,
even if it didn't fall off.
How did the
if I was just erect all of the time, that would be a real curse.
Oh yeah, knocking over lamps. Come on.
Yeah. And just not being able to go anywhere without a set of, you know, pulleys and winches to kind of
wear your hammer pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I can't just look around. Like I'm extremely excited for the scale I'm buying, you know?
Oh my gosh. How did the narrator describe this?
In the same scary, like haunted house voice, but with double entendres.
Okay.
So like, this wasp is hard, has a stiff drink for its hard customers. Didn't say it has a stiff drink for its hard customers, but stuff like that. I wish it had said that.
That guy
wasp
right over here.
Tender has a...
Watch your step around him. He's a hard customer.
This guy's a stiff customer. It was stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fight it. And then they cut to the innocent scientist who is working to rehabilitate and, you know, restore all these different endangered species. Like, well, it does cause priapism and is being used in research as an aid for erectile dysfunction.
Uh-huh.
And the narrator is just like, so this wasp could be coming to a drugstore near you.
Just buy him a little bottle. Has some holes poked in it. There's a leaf inside.
A cartoon wasp winking at you.
Oh my god! I'm looking at some of these. Did you get to episode 4, Killer or Saviors?
We only watched one episode. I kept threatening to wait for my girlfriend to fall asleep and then get up and watch more because I there were points of this where I was like, "This is the best TV show I've ever seen in my life." Every animal gets a trading card.
Okay.
It pops up with its stats, and one of the stats is called its X factor.
Is it that like the fun factor, like just reviewers tilt?
Yeah, it's just a fun fact. It's just a weird thing about the animal, but there's nothing differentiate it from its other. It's like notable characteristic, X factor, defining feature, and all three of them are basically interchangeable.
I mean, like, so this, it would take you like being able to assure your friends that you like didn't look at this ahead of time, you know, but like finding a way to have a party where you have this on in the background and people can take bets even just based on the names or whatever and watching it and seeing, okay, you know, will my Humboldt squid take this one away? Yeah.
Like whether it's going to be some kind of snake or something. And there's one of these for multiple continents. Like I legitimately could get
sorry. You kind of turned into Hank Hill there for a second. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I accidentally saw can I send you a not safe for brain image? It's pretty gross.
Can you describe it to me?
I shan't. I won't send it to you at all. I clicked on the winner of the tournament and was just idly scrolling down the Wikipedia page, and there is an image that's incredibly fucking rough to look at. So
okay, I mean, so it's
do
that,
not do it if you don't.
Okay, I will stay away. I'm just sitting here looking at the cool hives that the boner wasps make.
Everybody loves boner hive party. Like those wasps are the best party. Way better than this fucking snake that did this image that I can't fucking not. Like that's making me shudder.
So it's a snake. So is it probably an incredibly swollen and like seeping kind of.
Worse, but okay, yeah, it's the result of
the result of the bite. Yeah, no, I can't and won't.
Significantly worse.
Oh,
than what you're describing.
No, it's
real
away.
Dark Souls shit. Oof. That's. I wish I hadn't seen that.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's the dice we roll.
Yeah, that got me. We also watched the Paddington movie. Because Paddington 2 has the highest Rotten Tomatoes score.
Right. Right.
We'd heard it's good. That movie's delightful.
I've never heard a bad thing about the Paddington movie.
Yeah. It's very cute. It's legitimately funny. Lots of laugh out loud moments. Nicole Kidman plays a deranged taxidermist who wants to taxiderm Paddington to kill him. And it's surprisingly dark.
Isn't Paddington already isn't he already a stuffed bear?
Oh, contrary Monfair, he's a real bear, which they base stuffed bears on.
Okay.
But she wants to turn him into a stuffed bear. And I spent the whole movie being like, no, just stuff people. Like, go to the next thing. At the end, she's like, well, I've never stuffed a human before, but perhaps I'll try. And I was like, holy shit. Like, yes. Put this family in the Natural History Museum.
Oh.
Like, fucking Bedtime Stories butter vibes.
We're gonna end up in museums eventually, so we might as well get a head start, you know?
I would like to choose what I'm wearing and what pose I'm in.
Oh, I mean, if you can help it, there's no guarantee, right? Nobody can guarantee anything.
They can repose you. Yeah. Unless I got a real like lucite kind of drip feed going into my blood.
Like, what I don't want is to be with the specifically the body's exhibit where they take everything away except for the nervous system. I can't handle that. That's intolerable. I can't.
No. I just hope that they don't make my dick look too small when they put me in the bodies exhibit.
I mean, come on. Least you can do is, you know, just 20%. I'm all at 15. Yeah. Okay. Meet you in the middle at 15. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, I'm a grower, not a shower. And when I'm dying, I'm totally not growing. Like, you know.
Well, unless it's that wasp. Yeah. Yeah.
If you die by that wasp, though, then the Body World exhibit should follow that wasp around like Deadhead's following the Grateful Dead on tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Not to make everything come back to current events, but Zelensky, president of Ukraine, is an actor. He was the voice of Paddington in the Ukrainian releases of those movies.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
And now he's guarding his country with an AK-47 on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, bizarre.
Now he's giving rousing speeches. Like,
yep. Absolutely bizarre.
What a strange life. Yeah.
Yeah. Recommended movie though.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute and fun.
I believe you. I have never seen it. It just for the classic reason of I don't have a kid and I'm not a kid, but apparently this is, you know, it's one of those things, right? Where like, you know, just sometimes parents get kid movie pilled and they say like, oh man, the Trolls movie, like it's actually pretty good. You
and
know,
they're grading on a huge curve.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, you know, like, yeah, there's for kids, but there's some jokes that are not for kids. That's for the parents, you know, it's a little bit how I feel about Pixar stuff.
So some things will transcend.
Yeah.
That for sure. You know, but I try to be careful about deploying that because it's very easy to make rounding errors, you know, in talking about kids media. We were just kind of in the mood for something light and did not feel like digging through Netflix anymore. And we'd all both seen the second disc of Band of Brothers.
It's everybody's favorite disc, you know?
Yeah, disc two is just really peaks. That's where they came into their own, the brothers.
All of them. Oof, the whole band.
I love, there's something very funny about buying a complete James Bond collection for your Airbnb.
You know, just you can't be sure if your renter is going to be a Connery, if they're going to be a Connery family, or if they're going to be a Moore family, you know.
Real Greg Turkington vibes to that. Like, to me.
they're not arranged chronologically. They're arranged by runtime. Yeah. Which is a trick because they all run for fucking ever.
Yeah, yeah. They're like baseball games. The movie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know who's watching the sadness of watching a James Bond movie in a rented cabin.
Yeah, like a explicitly romantic romantic cabin with a hot tub and where they put out like a orchid, you know, a fresh orchid for you. It's just like a dad's like rubbing his hands together and popping in disc one of the Bond collection.
I love that they put out an orchid, you know, just say, okay, we're gonna put this on the table right in front of the door, and when they walk in, it's like, you know what that looks like.
It was actually by the bed. It's much more explicit than that. Like, it like this is explicitly a romantic getaway, which made the DVD and book selection really funny.
And you know what's inside the orchid, right, Gary?
Huh, I do.
It's that wasp. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's why you want to fuck the orchid. Because then you can fuck it all day long, because the wasp gives you the priapism.
Yep. And when the rental is over, the EMTs come and they haul your dead carcass out of there.
Mm-hmm. This Airbnb whole thing is a wasp boner harvest operation. Yeah, it was a very fun little trip.
Nice. Yeah.
We were in a place, one of the places, I keep ending up accidentally in places where they shot Twilight.
it's a whole region. Yeah.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest. We were at a cafe that was shown in Twilight, and you know, it was just fine. Like, just had breakfast and nothing really noteworthy. But a bunch of like girls came in who were obviously doing like a Twilight tour and had a book. They had hand created the logo and the font with like a silver magic marker and stuff. It was very sweet.
Nice.
I had a real like, good for them.
Yeah.
What a fun good day time. You had have ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. If it gets them going around and, you know, patronizing local businesses in a quaint place. Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was super good.
Into it.
The fun trip. And then, man, like, I got to get into the hot tub class of wealth.
Oh yeah. Was that a good experience for you?
Oh, yeah. Like, I could do that, like, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
My muscles liked it. It felt good.
Yeah, my brother, he got that new house a little bit further out in the country, and he has, a pool and a hot tub now. And mm-hmm. I've not availed myself of that just because, you know, I honestly feel bad asking for it, but man, I could go for a sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird because it's, if you're asking for it, it's like, hey bro, do you want to like go become human soup? Like it's, you want to be able to like, I want to be able to not have to be on and just kind of lay down and
that's the thing.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. You just want to soak.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I had my own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
It'd be nice.
Be real nice.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
No,
that's all I got going on. You got anything going on?
I was thinking about this in the run up and like, you know, Elden Ring came out and I've been so busy with that and so busy doing the Patreon stuff. The only other stuff that I've really done because I've had to be around the house because of all, you know, everything that's, you know, got to do. The only other stuff mm-hmm. that I have is like home improvement stuff, and I'm saving those for when I want our friendship to end, because I can just talk about the oscillating multi-tool that I got until your head fucking explodes.
Yeah, yeah. Until I make fun of you enough to where you cry, and then we can't be friends anymore.
I basically have a bone saw, Gary. I mostly use it to cut drywall, and to sculpt molding. You know, to put it up,
yeah.
But like, it's basically
one of the coolest objects, one of the dorkiest things you possibly could.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, man.
Now that you basically have a bone saw, just stop there.
Yeah.
Why you gotta do molding with it?
Well, I mean, if you don't have molding up, then, you know, it's a bad look if the drywall just goes all the way to the footer, you know, you got a molding, Gary, come on.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. I could talk about the merits of a random oscillating orbital sander as opposed to just an oscillating orbital sander. You know, the random is pretty important because it gets rid of the spiral of patterns.
Have you considered starting a worse podcast?
No, I just want to make all the other ones worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you consider just starting like a really unlistenable homeowner podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Just get on there with Jeremy Greer and talk about miter saws.
Yeah, I got a water guy. Oh, that's cool. I got a dirt guy. Oh, that's awesome. You got a grass guy? Not yet. I'm looking for a grass guy.
Next time we get some, next time we get a couple of dry days, I'm going to get the ladder back out. And I got some gutter guards, you know, to put in the downspout so they don't get clogged up because I had a little bit of overflow. My drainage needs were not met over the winter, which caused some problems. Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to also get the pressure washer and, you know, take care of some stuff. But that'll be after I call the guy in to do some soil grading because I'm noticing a little bit of pooling around my foundation. Hey, Gary, how's it going? How you doing, bud?
Surprising, Elijah, that sounds suggestive to me.
Like, I'm having, get a grading
my drainage
guy?
Needs are not being met because I am having pooling around my foundation. Like, isn't explicitly sexual,
right?
But
right.
I'm reaching for anything.
If you squint, then it, yeah.
Just absolutely reaching for anything to make this entertaining.
No, what makes it entertaining is your discomfort.
Because I don't like it. Yeah. But what makes it less entertaining is that the listeners probably don't like it, even though I say that, and then a bunch of people are going to be on the Patreon and be like, oh, yeah, swirling saw. Like, the people who are going to guess on this homeowner bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we're all raging into dust.
Of course.
You know? You know, what we thought was once cool, now we think this kind of stuff is cool.
Mm-hmm. And it'll happen to you.
I think that if I ever own a home, it will definitely, I will just have guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn. I won't own a home until I can afford just to have guys because I don't want to do any of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's really my thing. I don't take any joy in it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I just have to play other stuff instead.
Right. Right. You know, you just, you learn how to make, you go on YouTube and learn how to make expensive mistakes about something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for demanding this game, David. I would not have learned about it otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate that. If you like the show, would like to demand games or get bonus episodes, get episodes early, or get other shows, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. You can also leave ratings or reviews on this or other shows. Also at Patreon, Bonfireside Chat is starting back up. Go there and listen to us talk about Elden Ring, the game taking the world by storm. If you're here from Bonfireside Chat, just checking this show out, because of Elden Ring, I promise you not every episode has all of that oscillating sander talk. So
yeah. Yeah. When you start bringing that up in Elden Ring, I would be upset. don't do it. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. What should people do until next time, Cole?
Well, until next time, watch out for that water damage, because that's going to make it so you have to just really get in there. Test for mold. It's going to get everywhere, and there will be knock-on effects. So just nip that in the bud as early as you can. Maybe check your water meter every once in a while to see if it's turning when there are no faucets on, just to make sure that there are no leaks.
Yeah, or move.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.